friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Eliza Hewitt wrote this song that we are singing this week. She lived from 1851 until 1920. She loved children. She wrote songs for kids just like you. And she also wrote many hymns that are in our hymnal. Do you know some other songs that she wrote? She wrote the song, More About Jesus I Would Know. More of His Love to Others Show. Another song she wrote was, There is Sunshine in My Soul Today. And one of my favorites is, When We All Get to Heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Those are the songs she wrote. Have you sung some of those songs? They're pretty fun, and they're very puppy, too. So it makes me wonder if she was a happy puppy person. What do you think? Let's sing this song together. Books of the Bible. Are you enjoying it? Do you know why we memorize the books of the Bible? Because when we're looking at Bible verses, it's so much easier if you know the books of the Bible. And the only way to know them is to memorize them and to practice them. So here we go. We're starting with the New Testament books. Let's review what we've learned so far. Are you ready? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Now, what's our new ones? Do you remember? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Good job. Can you start with Galatians and do all four of them? Ready? Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. You are doing a great job. Let's go ahead and do one last time from the very beginning. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Awesome. You are doing great. Who wrote those four books? Do you remember? Paul did. Paul wrote Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. They were like letters. But can we learn from them today? Yes. The words that he spoke in there are just as important to us today as it was to the Christians back in Jesus' day. Let's go ahead and get started with our Bible story. Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad you're back with me today. We have a wonderful story today, and I want to get started with prayer. We always want to pray that Jesus will send His Spirit to be with us, because if we don't have His Spirit, we cannot understand what He wants us to learn. So let's bow our heads, close our eyes, and pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much that we get to spend some time with you today. Come into our hearts. Give us your love and your spirit. Give us humility and open our eyes to see and to understand what you want us to learn today. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever seen a kernel of wheat? It is very, very small. It looks very, very unimportant. But did you know that if it isn't planted in the ground, it's going to stay just like it is? Hard, dried, not really good for much. Well, you could grind it, but only one kernel of wheat isn't going to make much flour. When I was a kid, my mom would grind our own wheat, so we would get, they're called wheat berries. They're really kernels of wheat. Sounds kind of like blueberries or something, but it's not. It's kernels of wheat, and we would pour it into a machine, and that machine would grind it into flour. One little grain doesn't make very much flour. In fact, you could probably just throw it in the air and it would kind of disappear. But if you get lots of kernels of grain together and you grind all of those, then guess what? You will have enough flour to make a loaf of bread. What happens if that one little kernel of grain is planted out of sight in the ground where rain and sunshine make it grow? Do you know? The life in that one kernel makes a plant with even more kernels of wheat. And each new kernel can make even more kernels of wheat until there's a whole field of grain that comes from just one kernel. Yeah, it'll take a little bit of time, but still, you will get much just from one kernel of grain. Now, I don't grow wheat, so sometimes it's kind of hard for me to understand that, but I do grow sunflowers. I love sunflowers. They are so bright and cheery, and you can get purple sunflowers and yellow sunflowers and orange sunflowers and even kind of a brown color sunflowers. There's some fun sunflowers out there. Well, this last year in my garden, I planted a bunch of sunflowers because I wanted to feed the birds. So I planted all kinds. But did you know that I planted one sunflower seed in the ground and up came a plant? And it grew a little more, and it grew a little more, and all of a sudden there was a sunflower with inside the sunflower was all the seeds. For that one sunflower seed, do you know how many seeds I got? A lot. There were over 100 seeds just from one little sunflower. That's what it's like with Jesus. Well, Jesus talked about this when he was in the temple. That day in the temple court with the Greeks right there with him, Jesus talked about how a tiny kernel of wheat must die if the life in it is going to make more kernels. He was helping them to understand why he must die so that he could give life to millions of people. That one little sunflower seed I planted in the ground, could I pull it up and it would be the same after a plant came from it? No, it died. It was gone. It split open. It was no longer useful. Now it was just the plant. Well, that's what it was like with Jesus. Jesus had to die so that he could give life to millions of people, just like my sunflower gave life to hundreds of sunflower seeds. Let's look up John chapter 12, verse 24. John is the fourth book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Fourth book. John chapter 12. We were here last time. John chapter 12, verse 24. The chapters are the big numbers, or it might say chapter 12. And then you look down under all the little numbers for verse 24. Look for 24, the little numbers. What did Jesus say?
Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain.
He said that if the grain falls to the ground, what's going to happen? It's going to die. But what else is going to happen? It's going to produce more grains. We can be a part of Jesus' great harvest of wheat, or sunflowers in my case, which was made possible only by his dying for us. That way we can live forever. Jesus died so that we can live with him. But then, Jesus didn't just stop there. He said something that we need to remember each and every day. We choose whether to please ourselves by doing wrong things that we naturally want to do, or we have a choice to let Jesus help us to say no to Satan's temptations. Sometimes I just don't want to be happy. Sometimes I just don't want to have joy. Sometimes my brother or my sister might make me so mad that I just want to get even. But did you know we have a choice in that moment? And we can ask Jesus to help us? If we stop in that moment of anger or frustration or losing our patience, if we stop and ask Jesus for help, He will help us to say no to Satan and his temptations. With Jesus' help, we can stop being like ourselves and become like Him. That is what is called dying to self. Have you ever heard any adults talking about dying to self? You need to die to self. Have you ever heard that? That's what it's talking about. Let's look at verse 25. John chapter 12, verse 25.
He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it from eternal life.
Jesus says that if we love our life, if we love what we're doing, and we just love doing our own thing, then that's when we're going to lose our life. But if we keep our eyes on Him, if we keep our eyes on heaven, if we ask Jesus to help us to deny ourselves, and to say no to Satan and his temptations, then we will have life. It's all about our focus. What are we thinking about? What are we focused on? How often do we need to die to self? Do you know? Every time Satan tempts us. How often does he tempt us? Every single day. But did you know that if we keep learning to trust and obey Jesus, we will become just like him? He will take us to heaven to live with Him when He comes. But we have to choose Him. It's a choice to make. When we feel Satan tempting us to do what is wrong, that's when we need to cry out to Jesus for help. Put our hand in His and say, Jesus, help me. Help me not to be mean. Help me not to get even. Help me to be like you. I want to do that today. How about you? Let's pray and ask Jesus to help us. Lord, thank you for the example that you gave us of wheat, that you died so that we can have life, so that anyone who loves you and follows you can have life. We pray that you will work in our hearts and in our lives. Help us as Satan tempts us today. Help us to say no to him and yes to you. We love you so much, Lord. We want to be like you. We want to live with you in heaven. Help us to choose you each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. How are you guys doing on the memory verse? Are you doing pretty well? I'm so glad that we get this opportunity to study the Bible and to learn our memory verse together. So go ahead and sing along with our kids.
John 12:26.
If anyone serves me, let him follow me, let him follow me, let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and him will my Father honor. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, let him follow me, let him follow me. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and him will my Father honor.
Hey kids, it's Miss Katie here. Have you ever had a question about God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
The Bible.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.